went to happiness school, so you don't have to. Welcome to Milieu, where context is queen, because a better life requires a better lens and French butter. What is integrity? It's not a value necessarily. It refers to the state of something, the level of completeness of that thing or that person. The word integrity comes from the word integer, which refers to whole numbers. They can be negative, or positive, or even zero, but they're not fractions of numbers. It is not perfectionism. Rather, it's the opposite of perfectionism, wholeness. In a study known as the Good Samaritan Study, seminarians had just been given a lecture about the Good Samaritan story from the Bible, after which they passed by somebody who needed help. The main factor that decided whether or not they stopped was how much time they had or whether they thought they were running late. Integrity is not losing your character because of the situation, or keeping an old pattern if you've outgrown it, even if it's a good pattern. Maybe you have a new good pattern. Integrity is fully functioning. It's the light and the dark. Staying curious as you change, and leading by example. If you don't want your kid criticizing their appearance, then you don't criticize your own appearance, even if they're not around to hear it. Integrity is not TMI. It's not sharing everything. You don't not have integrity because you haven't shared everything. It's not your conscience. It has no particular valence. It's not prescriptive. It's not even necessarily a good thing. Companies talk about wanting their employees to have integrity. Are you sure about that? Do you want your employees speaking up when you say things that are racist or sexist? Are you really supporting the integrity of your workers? If you are, then you're supporting their mind, body, spirit, wellness, not just their productivity at work. Integrity is absolute. Unequivocal. Gary Zukav talks about the personality in service of the spirit, one unit functioning as a whole. Some people might say integrity does not involve compromise. How do you shore up integrity when it's broken? Through compromise. That compromise happens through your word, your commitments, or your promises. So if you make an appointment to meet with your women's group every 2 weeks, and you forget about that date, or something comes up and you can't be there, then you address it with them, you apologize, and you make a new commitment, or revise the original commitment, and then you're back in integrity. So these are some other characteristics of integrity. It makes things workable, and it feels like a sense of completion. The home renovator Chip Gaines, who has a famous show on HGTV, was interviewed on Success Talks, and he said, "The only thing I can control is my attitude. You're better off faking a good attitude than accepting a bad one." Is faking a good attitude in integrity? Yes, because if it's your goal to spread positive energy with the people you work with, which in the context of what Chip said, that's what he meant, he's still acting in integrity by faking a good attitude, because that's a core value of his. So integrity does require attentive presence, because without that, you can't know if you're living a life of completeness with your words and values. In their excellent book, Positive Psychology at the Movies, Ryan Nemec and Danny Wedding talk about paragons of integrity. In Good Will Hunting, at the end, Will decides to leave Boston and go to Stanford to be with his girl. The part of him wasn't fulfilled. He needed completion. Ethan Hawke stands up on the desk, "Oh, Captain, my Captain," saluting Robin Williams' character in Dead Poets Society. Another great cinematic moment of integrity. But what made it even better was when the rest of the class stood up. He can't just stand out there alone. This happened for all of us. We're all a part of this, so we're going to join him. It's sort of like the opposite of the bystander effect. when something bad happens, somebody screams for help and nobody goes to help because everyone thinks somebody else is going to help. Which, incidentally, if you ever need to call for help, point out somebody specifically. You, lady in the red shirt, call 911. Give specific instructions. Integrity is something that's always fascinated me because I think when you really look at it, it's not what it appears to be. It's not the same as honesty. Spencer Johnson said, integrity is telling myself the truth, and honesty is telling the truth to other people. It's not even the same as wholeness, although it's closer to wholeness. What if I said, this pizza has no integrity? What do you think that means? Do you think that it means that a piece has been taken out of the pizza? I think that it means you ordered a pepperoni pizza, but you got a cheese pizza. It's not what it's supposed to be. Whereas, a pepperoni pizza with one slice taken out is still 100% pepperoni pizza. It is what it's supposed to be. Think about a parachute that doesn't open or an inflatable raft. If it has one tiny hole in it, it has no integrity. So we're left with the question, what piece of myself can I restore through my words or actions that can bring me into my fullest power through being in integrity?